Okay, item 1126.
Request of Mia Reback to address council regarding climate change.
Good morning. Come on up.
Thank you all for having me here today. It's going to be a really exciting day with lots of discussion of climate change at council. Climate activists, elected officials, and ordinary citizens were galvanized this summer when Pope Francis released his encyclical on climate change and poverty. In it, he lays out the many arguments for immediate and ambitious climate action, including the moral case for why leaders must act. And I agree. We all have a moral responsibility to stop hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people from suffering from the impacts of climate change, and to try to prevent some of the worst catastrophes known to humankind, like 30 to 50% of species potentially going extinct in the coming century. But I'm here to use the time this morning not to talk about the moral case to act on climate, but the economic case. Because in the days of climate chaos, fossil fuels are bad for business. Fossil fuels are some of the most heavily subsidized companies in the world. And without those subsidies, they would not have that same competitive edge over renewable energy. But it's not just that government gives them a handout every single day to continue their polluting business. It's that they, like other industries, don't have to pay for their external costs. Pollution, things like that. These social costs, as they are called, get picked up by government to pay for. That's the cost that the city of Portland is going to have to pay out as climate change impacts people here today. A really great study was done by a think tank called Resources for the Future, in which they looked at what would happen to our electricity sector if we actually included these social costs of carbon. And they found out that when you factor in the true cost of fossil fuels, our electricity sector would not burn any coal by 2035, and we would transition away from all natural gas in that decade as well. That's how bad fossil fuels are. If we actually priced them, we wouldn't burn them. Not only does it not really make sense to burn these fuels, but the impacts of climate change are wreaking havoc already on our economy, and it's projected the lost productivity around the world will be astronomical. Crop yields will decline, workers work less hard when they're overheated and freezing cold in superstorms, and that means our global economy and our global output will decline in the coming decades. And it's not just that. We also have to worry about stranded assets. When we leave fossil fuels in the ground to address climate change, existing fossil fuel infrastructure, which could include new projects if we build them, will become stranded. And a city like Portland can get stuck footing the bill for another company going out of business because climate change is bad. Fossil fuel companies have been actively deceiving the debate on climate change for decades, and as a recent study came out last week, ExxonMobil has been actively deceiving the U.S. government for decades on the human impacts of climate change, creating a false debate. I hope today that this debate can end in Portland and we can take a strong stand to address climate change, stop investing in this harmful economy, and really lead the way for a new future. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.